Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. Day 22. Let the unlimited intoxication emerge in your consciousness. This is the Avyakta Murli of 7th March 1988. Unless one drinks a drink for limited intoxication, intoxication will not arise. If it is just kept in the bottle, would you become intoxicated? Similarly, the intellect has been filled with it. So now use it. To bring it into the consciousness means to drink it, to let it emerge. This is known as becoming an embodiment of remembrance. You have not been told to keep it merged in your intellect. Become embodiments of remembrance. You are so fortunate. Therefore, keep your fortune in your consciousness every day. Become powerful and continue to fly. Do you understand what you have to do? Double foreigners have the experience of limited intoxication. So now keep this unlimited intoxication in your consciousness, and the elevated line of fortune will remain constantly sparkling on your forehead. It will be clearly visible. At the moment, the line of some is merged, and for others, it is clearly visible. However, if you constantly keep it in your consciousness, it will remain sparkling on the forehead and it will continue to give this experience to others. There's one question. Why a person resorts to intoxicants? Why a person starts drinking wine or gets addicted to drugs? They become bodiless. You know, man's life is pestered by problems, worries, stresses, tension, some fear, some anxieties, and he's always living in this tempest, ocean of unhappiness, of misery, of agony, of some pain. And somehow he wants to escape from everything. But is it so easy? There is a desire for freedom. There is an inner desire to get rid of every discomfort, every unhappiness. Because the moment somebody stops and looks within, he is afraid. There is such stark darkness within. And this darkness terrifies. It's agonizing. How to forget everything? There are only two methods. One is material method, another is spiritual method, which is less often sought for. But the easier one is this. Something that will lead to forgetfulness. Something that will make a person, even for some period of time, some temporary relief, So person tries to forget his misery, his pain, his suffering, his agony, his anxiety, his fears in alcohol, in drugs, LSD, opium, lust, cheap entertainments of the world, frivolous company of frivolous people. All these things, they help him for some momentary time to forget. To forget this difficult, unacceptable truths of life. So he seeks all these things. And what these intoxicants do, they lead to this stage of self-forgetfulness. For some time, 1 second, they lead to some mental and physical pleasures. There is a release of oxytocin, there is a release of dopamine. In fact, person is never addicted to these things. The addiction is not to the external surface. The addiction is to the pleasurable feeling that arises within when one drinks that. A person is addicted to smoking. The real addiction is not to the smoking, in fact. It is to that samvedana. It is to that sensation. It is to that pleasurable sensation. It is to that current which is flowing in his body. Some chemical changes happening in the brain, and those release of chemicals which is permeating the whole body, and person gets lost in that happiness even for a temporary period of time. And in fact, the very reason for addiction is the desire for happiness, is a desire for freedom, is the desire for relief of pain. These are in fact painkillers for him. And in that way, even religion is one of the painkillers. One Western philosopher had said, religion is the opium that makes you forget. So whether it is lust, a woman, a man, some drug, some addiction, LSD, they bring about psychedelic phenomenon. They bring about that pleasurable sensation. Even if it is bhakti, temples, customs, religion, ceremonials, everything. What are all these things for? In fact, whether positive or negative, somehow person wants to get rid of that discomfort, that sorrow, that misery. Because when he drinks, when he smokes, the release of chemicals from the brain and that induction of pleasurable feeling in the body, and then that feeling of getting lost in it. But the problem is that when person comes out of this intoxication, the hangover is also gone. The pleasure is the misery is still there. It has not gone away. There is a misery and I want to go away from the misery. So I resort to a man, to a woman, to lust, to vices, to addictions. Even for that matter, some of the religious customs. But the moment their effect is gone, I am again face to face with my misery. And this time the misery has become stronger because these intoxicants have weakened me somewhere. Then again, I go for another binge of it. But now the dose required is more. That's why those who are chronic alcoholics, they don't get intoxicated so easily. They require greater doses. Earlier, even one glass was enough, but now one glass is not enough. So, the very basic philosophy is to understand is something else. We are telling people the side effects. Don't drink because you will get cancer. Don't drink. We show them dangerous pictures. This will happen to you. Your family will be disturbed and disrupted. Does that make any sense to him? He knows everything. Because the real addiction is not to that substance. The real desire is freedom from sorrow. The real desire is freedom from that uncomfort, discomfort, which is there in the heart. There is a difficult situation and I cannot change that situation. I resort to religion, spirituality, nothing works. Ultimately, when I try something else, it works. And then I feel, yes, this is the way out. But there is a trap there. So I said, there are two methods. One is material method to get rid of sorrow. And another is spiritual method, which is meditation. This also has the same effect as this. It can also lead to the same effect as this. It also leads to the release of the same chemicals. It also can lead to the same stage of ecstasy, spiritual rapture. But then, this requires some renunciation. This doesn't require any renunciation. It just needs money and time. This is very easy. But there is a difference in the intoxication which is created by this and this. But both are intoxicants. This also creates an intoxication. But in this intoxication, what happens? There is intoxication and person becomes unconscious. Here also person gets intoxicated. There is also a stage of self-forgetfulness here. But it is associated with complete awareness. While this is a stage of coma, this is a stage of awareness. Here, you are forgetting yourself. But then, somebody else is filling the consciousness, the divine. You call it God or anything. The Supreme, the divine providence, whatever you call it. The ego drops. Supreme takes over. The mortal falls down and supplanted by the divine. Baba is saying, Baba is talking with double foreigners and is asking, you have the habit of limited intoxication. He's saying, no? See? Baba is saying, double foreigners have the experience of limited intoxication. They are cold countries. So everybody is taught to drink. So you have that experience. And you know what happens when you drink. So now, keep this unlimited intoxication. This also leads to intoxication. Both are intoxicants. Both lead to intoxication. But as I said, that intoxication is temporary. This intoxication is permanent. That nasha, once the dose is finished, and the drug is out of the system, you are back to your original stage of misery, pain, suffering, sorrow. Here also there is a misery, there is a pain, there is suffering, there is sorrow. And you resort to the intoxication of meditation. But when you come out, you find there is no sorrow. You find there is ecstasy, there is rapture, there is happiness, beatitude. Because the very I has fallen down and is replaced by the divine. But these both stages are stages of small, strong struggle. There is a similarity in both of them. In the spiritual path also a lot of struggle will happen before the final stage of ecstasy. You know, this Jai Krishnamurti, Jiddu, called as Jiddu Krishnamurti. He could not sleep at night because the energy which was in him was so high and his body was not as if prepared for it. He used to scream and he has written in his notes that there is such a great awareness within and yet there is restlessness, the divine restlessness within. And he used to pass through different stages of some divine intoxication, of screaming at night. And again he would fall into that total silence of ecstasy, of rapture. So there was no vices there. There were no intoxicants, no drug, no opium, no cannabis, no LSD, no psychedelic drugs. And yet, there was some different intoxication. As if the energy was there, down, what they called Muladhara, which was bursting to come out and reach the crown chakra. So he also suffered from restlessness. If you take the lives of all the mystics of the world, they had certain restlessness within. For example, Ramakrishna, he also suffered from some divine restlessness all the time. Vivekananda, he suffered from some divine restlessness all the time. He was never at rest. Saint Francis of Assisi, he suffered from that divine restlessness all the time. There was not a single moment of respite, rest, some or other restlessness within. So, we are talking of divine wine. This is the divine wine. Baba says, drink of it and become divine drunkards. Become spiritual drunkards. This is the spiritual bar where you have come, where you are served spiritual drinks. It is not free. And this drink, if you can drink, it takes a lot of courage to drink this drink. Baba says three words are used here. First, drink it. Don't keep it in the bottle. If there is a drink in the bottle and I keep seeing, will I get intoxicated? No, I will have to go ahead and drink it. Open the bottle and drink it. So the first is drink. Keep it immersed in your consciousness. Bring it to awareness. These are the three words Baba has used. Unless one drinks a drink for limited intoxication, intoxication will not arise. If it is just kept in the bottle, would one become intoxicated? Similarly, the intellect should be filled with it. So now use it. So use it. Use it, immerse it, drink it. To bring it into the consciousness means to drink it, to let it remain immersed. This is known as becoming an embodiment of remembrance. Don't keep it merged, keep it immersed. So, it is just like this wine, the same principles apply. So, one gets intoxicated when four or five things should be there for intoxication. First, dose. You should drink a considerable good amount of dose, otherwise you will not get intoxicated. If you are drinking this much wine, will you get intoxicated? Drink it, increase the quality, quantity. Then frequency. If one drinks only in the morning and that's it, you have to keep on drinking it multiple times. Drink it in the morning, then again after 2 hours, then in the afternoon. So that by afternoon, by evening, you're totally lost, you can't even walk. Wobbling gait, fascinating gait. The third is, neat solution. Don't dilute it with water. It should be very pure, very, very pure. Drink as it is. Fourth, don't drink it with other drinks. If you are keeping wine and there is a limca and there are other so many soft drinks kept, it will not cause intoxication. And fifth, you should drink in the company of similar drunkards. Then only things will happen. Sixth, even the place. You have to go to that place, Madhushala. Then only the thing will happen. If you sit in the room and drink alone, the effect is not that much. Another thing is music should be there. Some music. Some things should be there. So here also it is like that. Baba says, drink the drink of fortune. First thing is increase the dose. Bring it more. What dose you are having is not enough. One has to increase one's readings. Spiritual experiences. Just listening Murli once in the morning is not enough. But listen it multiple times. Penetrate into the depth of it. You know, a good revision of the Murli, if you have to do, how many times you have to read it? If you have to revise any of Vyakta Murli, you read it once, can you revise it? At least 20 readings are needed. At least 20 readings. At least I myself cannot do any revision without that much readings. 20 is a very, very big word. For speaking one line of Avyakta Murli, 1 hour chintan churning is needed. For speaking out one line, one powerful line, pregnant with meaning, needs churning of 1 hour. Silence of 2 hours. So every Avyakta Murli understanding is preceded by 4 to 6 hours silence, 1 to 20 times reading. First reading, simple reading. Second reading, understanding words. Third reading, understanding content. Fourth reading, understanding paragraphs. Fifth, sixth reading, understanding the deeper meaning. Next reading, where what is written. Next reading, you reach a stage where you start knowing everything. After this paragraph, this paragraph. After this paragraph, this. Next reading, you start remembering everything as it is. Every word of it. Next reading, then you try to understand what people have said about this, what Baba himself has said about the same topics in other Murlis. Next reading, when you start understanding what the whole world has said about it. Next reading, you experience. Next reading, what examples are applicable to this point. Some precise, definite examples, not out of the place examples. So many things, and then you understand what is Avyakta Murli. Increase the dose, increase the frequency of reading. Next, need solution. You have to just focus only on that Murli. It is not a joke to by heart to have that Murli completely in your heart, because the language is so hard. Language is so tough, so difficult, so many different words which are not used in day-to-day language. So very tough words, and sentence construction is so tough. It's not simple story. There was a king and he did this and he did that. It's not like that. Avyakta Murli means sometimes one line is of 4 lines. There is no comma in between. And he is speaking, yeah, and that he has spoken 20 years back. It's relevance in the present times. So increase the dose, increase the frequency, and don't mix it with anything. Keep it neat solution. Do not dilute it with something. Drink in the company of people, like-minded people, if you can get, otherwise very tough. In the place is nature, the place is silence, the place is in the lap of nature, some stream, some river, some mountain. There's a sunrise, some forest, something, some waterfall, something very beautiful place where there is a silence. Then only such a thing can happen, where the mind becomes totally placid and pacific. Then some music of the nature. So when all these things happen, then the understanding happens. Then some change, then some sea change, some transformation. In the last Sunday's Murli, Baba said realization, mehsoostha. Then that mehsoostha, that realization, that will lead to experience, that will lead to self-transformation. Otherwise, not. Om Shanti.
Let the unlimited intoxication emerge in your consciousness. Unless one drinks a drink for limited intoxication, intoxication will not rise if it is just kept in the bottle. Would you become intoxicated? Similarly, the intellect has been filled with it, so now use it. To bring it into the consciousness means to drink it, to let it emerge. This is known as becoming an embodiment of remembrance. You have not been told to keep it merged in your intellect. Become embodiments of remembrance. You are so fortunate. Therefore, keep your fortune in your consciousness every day. Become powerful and continue to fly. Do you understand what you have to do? Double foreigners have the experience of limited intoxication. So, now, keep this unlimited intoxication in your consciousness, and the elevated line of fortune will remain constantly sparkling on your forehead. It will be clearly visible. At the moment, the line of some is merged, and for others, it is clearly visible. However, if you constantly keep it in your consciousness, it will remain sparkling on the forehead and it will continue to give this experience to others. Avyakta Murli, 7th March 1988. Om Shanti.